Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's a discussion of the latest entertainment news and celebrity gossip that go beyond the headlines. Welcome to Daily Pop, the podcast edition.
Let's kick off, guys. It's time for Daily Pop. Yeah. All right, first up, Jennifer Lopez is sharing her ultimate fantasy, and it's going to surprise you. Then Champagne Gate, that awkward bachelor moment we cannot stop watching. It makes me laugh every time. Plus, Melanie is here to break down the hidden messages and the Queen's new statement. Okay, but let's start with Jennifer Lopez, Renee Zellweger, and Eddie Murphy. They're on the cover of Vanity Fair's annual Hollywood issue. The inside photos are absolutely stunning. Ooh. Jennifer hits on a number of things in the article, including a life goal she has. She says all she wants to do is live in a small town in the U.S., Italy, or Bali, and then she wants to just ride a bike, buy bread, put jelly on it, paint, and sit in a rocking chair.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Don't even ask if we are surprised by this.
Is this J-Lo?
No, this is not J-Lo. I mean, I'm sure that there's a part of her that's like, you know what, I wish I could just have a simple life, not worry so much about all the things I have to do, be as beautiful as I am, as healthy, as on the go, as on, you know, just to sort of perpetuate the career she's built. But like, once you've signed up for this life and you become J-Lo,
yeah.
You don't want to go and sit in a rocking chair. I'm sorry.
And I say this with love, not in a negative way at all. She's a workaholic. She 100%. Loves to work. She's literally busy all day, every day, and doesn't stop. And even whenever I thought like she had so much going on, then remember she's like, oh, I'm gonna do a YouTube channel. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, right.
So much, like, you have so much on your plate already.
You know, I don't think she likes to be busy. I think when you get to the size and magnitude of stardom that J-Lo has, there are so many people that rely on you to show up and show out. There's producers, there's PAs, there's dancers, there's lighting people. I think this woman carries a lot of people on her back.
100%.
So taking a 6-month vacation, taking a year off, is not really in the cards for
it's
her.
It's not in her life. Like, there's just, it's even like the Kim Kardashians of the world as well. Like, once you achieve that level of fame, it's, you are obsessed with it. And it's not even just the fame aspect. You like to be busy. It's like when your dad's a workaholic, he works his whole life and then he stops working and then he goes a little crazy because he's like, what am what do I do? I
like,
walked around this house 12 times
get
already.
Get a part-time job.
Yeah, do something. Like, go hit a golf
ball.
That's
a white guy
thing. Oh, I'm so saying what? I'm like, Dad, just go figure out what to do. Like, you know, you need to have things that keep you busy. I don't think that she's going to stop working.
It reminds me of Olivia Pope in Scandal, back whenever I used to watch that, and she said she always wanted to escape to make jam. And then she got the chance, and she was bored as hell. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's where J-Lo would be. She would be there for 3 weeks and be like, this is fun, but
And
I need to do something else.
I don't think medically her body would accept it after 50 years of not eating it.
True.
I think it would just be like, no, ma'am. To throw that up, it's not happening here. You're not doing it.
Well, J-Lo also says that she passed on the Diane Lane role in Unfaithful. You all remember that movie. She says she regrets that decision, but agrees Diane was the right person for the job. Could you even imagine that movie with J-Lo as the star?
I'm sorry. Can you?
So what would have had to happen was it wouldn't be Olivia Martinez because Olivia Martinez and J-Lo look like they would be bumping up.
Right, but also I always forget that Richard Gere's in this movie and he's as hot as he is. Like, she had a really hard decision to make.
It wasn't that hard.
It wasn't that hard. Those scenes were unbelievable, but like, Richard Gere is not like nobody. Like, I mean, if that's your husband, like, that's kind of like,
I don't know why she says that. She kicks herself all the time because she's like, it was such an amazing movie. But she did acknowledge that Diane Lane killed it and all that, and it was mm-hmm. a perfect fit. But I will have to say, I can't imagine it being J-Lo. I don't know. There's something. It just
no,
works
it wasn't meant for
Diane Lane.
It wasn't meant for her.
You know, Diane Lane is a very sexy woman.
Yes.
Like, her sexiness is understated.
Yes.
She's like a jeans
she's
and
a different
a white
kind of sexy.
Kind of
she's
sexy.
Like a 1996 sexy with like
yes.
a Levi's.
Yes. And I think for J-Lo, she was just too sexy to play that role. Diane needed to be looking like she was taking a walk on the wild
yeah,
side.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah,
like, oh
yeah.
my God, I'm bored. I'm a
PTA
housewife.
PTA meetings, like,
yes.
the dog, like all of that yeah. kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was caught off guard. You wouldn't expect it from Diane Lane. But, like,
J-Lo, you were
so
like,
hot. You're like, everyone hits on you.
And also J-Lo, like, that's, Olivier's her boyfriend.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
already, it's just.
Her first husband
y'all
looked
know.
Like that.
Y'all know. We're just going to talk with our hands.
He did. Oh, honey,
first,
Noah.
Yes,
okay,
that
well,
guy.
In the issue out January 28th, Renee Zellweger alludes to her first big public breakup and how her brother helped her deal with the tabloids. She says they went to a store, he bought up all the tabloids on the shelves, and then on the way home, he read the stories in a ridiculous voice, and they just laughed really hard about him. So in that moment, she learned, you know what? You just laugh it all off. Mm-hmm. Isn't this a brilliant attitude? And is that's I feel like that's easier said to do than done. Than
yeah, that's a hard phrase.
Said,
it's easier said than done.
Than done.
Easier
that's
said
what
than
I'm trying
done.
To say. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can laugh at them for a while when they are that ridiculous and you can make fun of them. But I don't know that life, but I can only imagine though, if they just don't stop and they start to get really hateful about you.
Yeah,
it's tiring.
But you know what? She kind of sort of had it easy. Because when Renee was going through that breakup and she got that annulment and all this was
We're
going on.
We're all assuming this is the Kenny Chesney
yeah,
breakup, by the way.
There was not a comment section.
Was that
okay?
her? Yeah, that's true. But was that her first real breakup? I feel like we keep saying that, but was it?
It was her first biggie.
It was the one that everybody was talking about for a very long time. That's the one I felt like that was in tabloids for the longest amount of time.
Well, you remember why, right?
I wasn't going to go there.
Well, she hit him with that fraud.
Yeah, the fraud was a little confusing. But also, like, you know that you know if you're going to file court records, like, they're going to be public. So if you include something like fraud, people are going to speculate on that. So that's also a conscious decision that she made.
Yeah.
To hit him with the fraud?
Yeah.
Fraud is a little, and why?
Let me tell you something.
She was pissed.
Let me tell you what Hollywood divorces do. It's always irreconcilable differences.
Always.
No matter what. Your
yes.
man could have slipped and fell and hooked up with 17 of Tiger Woods' chicks. You're not going to put infidelity in that box because it's just a nice thing to do.
We couldn't work it out.
Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
He wanted to sleep with 60.
Yes. Sleeping with women.
That's what they do.
Had prostitutes every other day.
Yeah.
So to hit somebody with a fraud, that's serious business.
That's a dramatic.
That's like, I want to hurt you. Like, you've hurt me. Something Kenny did to her hurt her so deeply she wanted to hurt him back.
Yeah.
It was
But also seeing Renee, like, go through this whole red carpet season, I feel like for whatever reason, that seems like something that she would I don't know. She's sort
she
of like
would do.
She's actressy. Like, she could be like, I'm really angry right now. This is how I'm going to like give it out in the word fraud.
Yeah.
Well, she's a Southern girl, and I think for us Southern girls like myself, like we have a thought of what our marriages are going to be like. We have a thought of what we want our husbands to do. And if you sold me a dream, and 4 months later that dream did not come true, and I don't know what Kenny Chesney did, but he must have did something big because fraud is a big deal.
Well, the other part about it was that this marriage was because it was so quick, was so public. Like, it was everywhere. And so I think it's, you know, when you celebrate something publicly like that, it's like embarrassing.
Remember,
but it
I'll never forget
out.
The photo with the two of them on the beach when her hand
never.
Was like that. Remember when he was kissing it with the black
cowboy forever.
Hat? And by the way, I did not Google that. It's just in my brain.
I know.
Yeah, she had the
I
white.
Just remember
yes.
that. It was like this, mm-hmm. like looking down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that photo.
All right. Well, the people of the internet have dubbed last night's Bachelor moment as Champagne Gate. Here's what went down. So this girl named Kelsey was having a special bottle of champagne. She had it saved for her to enjoy with Peter. Well, then this girl named Hannah Ann drank the champagne with him and claimed she did not know it was Kelsey's.
Oh, wow.
So Peter tried to console a very upset Kelsey, and things just didn't go quite as planned.
There we go.
Okay.
That had some speed on it.
Woo! Woo!
Look at that.
See?
Woo! Woo! That's my girl.
Thank you.
We drink it from the bottle or from the cup?
From glasses.
We can drink from the bottle.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a classy bitch all the time, so.
There we go.
It's fine.
All right, show me what she
got. All right, I get.
Oh! Are you okay?
What?
What the hell? Are you okay? I'm so...
Well...
Oh, no.
I'm over it.
Oh, my God, honey, I'm so sorry.
Listen, we've all had that happen to us at one time or another. It's a very carbonated liquid. I feel like if you do take it from the bottle, that happens more times than not. It's not that embarrassing. And she still looked pretty after.
She did. Her makeup looked so great.
It really stayed on.
Her mascara didn't even run.
It didn't even run. It was hilarious. Every single Instagram story last night when I went through them, every single person had that stuff. Like, they were just dying of laughter.
It was also the cheap Prosecco, so it was extra bubbly.
I was going to say, like, what kind of champagne are they giving them?
She probably saved, like, some super expensive bottle. They're like, well, here's some.
She's like, I'm not a classy bitch all the time. And then she's like, nope, no, you're not.
I fell for her. I mean, that sucks. But I will say, those are, like, the endearing moments, like, in relationships, like, when something funny happens.
It's a long story.
Okay, so the first night that I stayed over at Shannon's.
Oh, God.
First date.
Scared.
Okay. I probably shouldn't tell this story on national
television. Well, we're already here now.
We already invested now.
We opened the door.
Oh, my God. Okay, so the guy.
This is after you met him on MySpace.
We did not meet on MySpace. We met through my brother, but we communicated through MySpace. Okay, anywho. It's different. It's not the same thing. So the first night I stay over there, right? So they had a bed bug problem in their apartment. They didn't want to tell me that, obviously. It's like a girl spending the night for the first time. That could be very embarrassing. So I had no idea. So I spend the night. I wake up, and the next morning I'm in LA, and I've got a bite here, and a bite here on my face. Huge red dots on my face. And I'm like, you've got to be me. How am I getting three major pimples on my, like, I didn't get pimples at this age.
You never do.
And so I was like, why am I getting three huge pimples? Excuse me, not three huge pimples.
Yes! Yes! On a Tuesday!
After staying with him. And I was so mortified, and he was like so cool about it. He was like, nah, it's fine. It's probably mosquito bites. There's lots of mosquitoes here in LA. I'm like, really? I didn't know that.
And when did you find out about the bed bugs?
A year and a half later.
And you still married him?
Yeah. A year and a half later, it came up in front of a bunch of friends, and they were like, you know those were bed bugs. And I was like, no. Shannon literally went out because he had roommates at the time before I left the room and was like, don't say anything. So nobody said anything to me. And so I like walk out with these like three red dots. And he had bed bugs. Anyways, but my point is, those are the moments that you laugh about later.
Later, yeah.
But at the time, it's pretty awful and mortifying. Ugh.
I would not be laughing, okay?
That is not a, yeah.
Well, I know. But bed bugs are a B, if you've ever had them, you know.
Yeah, how do you get bed bugs?
His roommate, you guys want to believe this, grabbed one of the furnitures off the sidewalk. You know the people that put out free couch, free recliner?
All right.
Oh, yeah, roommate
this
did that.
This whole story.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, I know.
The D must have been the bomb for you to sleep in a house with a dude with four roommates and a couch from on the side of the road who gave you bed bugs. And
we were young.
Yeah.
He must have been Tommy Lee.
That is.
He must have been Tommy Lee.
That is quite a trooper move. Yeah.
I thought is I woke up with, like, acne all over my face out of nowhere. So I thought he was, like, a trooper for sticking with me because I woke up not looking like I looked the night before.
You lost me at roommates.
I know. Well, you're young. You got roommates. You're in L.A. Everybody's roommates. Hey. Okay, coming up, more royal drama. Why wasn't Meghan part of yesterday's big meeting? And are there secret clues in the Queen's message? Don't tell Shannon I said that story.
Yeah, don't tell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Melanie is joining us now with more on the Megxit fallout. Is that how you say it? Megxit?
Megxit.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Megxit.
Megxit.
Okay, so yesterday when we came on the air, we had the breaking news of the Queen's brand new statement, and now we know there's much more to it than we originally thought. So what do you make of it now that we've deep dived into it?
Well, now we've been able to, like, process it, right? Like, yesterday this all happened just as we went live on air. But yeah, this is a really, really interesting statement. One of the more interesting things about it is the fact that it was released so quickly after the boys left the Queen and Prince Charles at Sandringham. And the reason for that is that we know that in recent weeks, in recent months, in fact, there have been so many leaks coming from the palace from both sides that have really impacted the relationship in this family. So I think to get it out quickly is like, nobody can leak this. We are going to control the narrative as much as we can.
Yeah, but don't you think she was also trying to get it out because she knew that Mary, I still don't call her Mary, that Mary's side may have leaked something or put out a statement before them and they wanted to get ahead of it?
Well, you know, what we now know is even if there were leaks on Meghan's side, which who knows, there's leaks on both sides, I think. Actually, Meghan, we were led to believe yesterday that Meghan was calling into this meeting. She actually didn't in the end. So Prince Harry drove to Sandringham, had 2 hours first with his grandmother, had a meeting with her, and then they had the big meeting with everybody else. But Meghan did not phone in, as we were previously led to believe.
Okay.
So there was no danger of Meghan's side leaking it.
So to analyze the letter a little bit, like word by word, what do you think she meant by using the word like family and grandson so often instead of like the Duke and
the Duchess?
I mean, this is a royal scandal, a kind of upset in the royal family that, as I suggested, we have not seen for decades. But more than that, it's a family scandal, right? It's a family upset. It's something that's, like, personal to her. So that's why I think she has, like, used the wording that she's used in some of the statements, right? She didn't say the Duke and Duchess of Sussex. She said Harry and Meghan. She used the word family multiple times in this statement. Like, she really wants people to know that, yes, this might be on the front cover of every newspaper in the UK, but this is actually something that personally impacts me. And I want to, like, talk to the public, like, who understand that I'm a grandmother trying to make sure that my grandson is
feeling
better.
Is it going to be a disservice to the Queen to not look like she has their best interest or their back on this? Is it going to hurt her if she removes their title? Is that going to backfire on the Queen?
I think it can do, because look at Princess Diana, right? It looked like after Princess Diana's death, there was some criticism that the royal family had kind of left her out and made her vulnerable, especially without royal protection. So yes, there is an element of that, although public favor at the moment is very much in favor of the Queen. And feeling sorry for this like 93-year-old woman.
Ooh, she's gone through so much.
I heard the Canadians are pissed that they might have to foot that $1.3 million security bill a year, honey. You know,
there is an investigation taking place with Scotland Yard at the moment as far as how much it's going to cost. It's obviously going to be in the millions.
Oh.
Justin Trudeau has said that, like, they will do what they can in Canada. There are conversations taking place between the Canadian government, the British government, as far as how exactly they are going to keep these two safe, because we do have to bear in mind they are very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And people are like, do see them. They are targets for some crazy people. So you need to look after them. Because God forbid they go and move to Canada and something happens to them.
Ooh. Do you know, like, Ryan has his roses and you can, like, give a rose to whoever you want? You know what I'm talking about?
Ryan
on the radio?
Ryan Seacrest? Yeah.
I have my edible arrangements and all I need is for Prince Andrew to send them an edible arrangement and say, thank you for taking some of the heat off my back. You have done me a service.
No one's even talking about him.
Yes, he has. You're absolutely right. You're right. Nobody is even talking about him. He's gone out there. Like, he's not somebody who's mentioned at the moment. But mostly also because we love Harry, right? And we want him to be happy. And I think that that's why, like, the headlines have been so much focused on that.
Mm-hmm. Does Andrew get to go back in if Harry's out?
No.
Fair question. Thank you so much, Melanie. I appreciate it. All right, you guys, up next, Bad Boys for Life stars Charles Melton and Alexander Ludwig are here. We're going to find out what it's really like to work with Will Smith.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
What'd you get out of the count?
I did manage to get into his keychain.
So?
All of his social. Boom.
Zuelo.
Who's Zuelo?
Lorenzo Rodriguez goes by Zuelo.
It's his birthday tomorrow. If he's celebrating, there's three spots for a cat like that. Ditto, Ice 45, Zillion.
Zillion.
There, Rodriguez.
Bam.
The party's tonight.
Zillion it is.
Oh, they've joined the Bad Boys Club. Please welcome from Bad Boys for Life, Charles Melton and Alexander Ludwig to the show.
Yes.
All right, two megastars in this movie. First one we got to talk about is Will Smith. He's iconic. What was it like working with him?
After you.
Will Smith. I was a huge fan growing up watching Will Smith. He was one of my role models, and I idolized his work and everything, and working with him was very, very surreal.
Everybody says he's still such a hard worker, like shows up and like really puts everything in there. Like he doesn't have that A-list, I just could walk on set and I own the place vibe.
No,
is
he's
that
like,
true?
He's a consummate professional. And yeah, I mean, yeah. Will, like the craziest thing was finding that commonality with him because like we grew up watching the Bad Boys movies and knowing so much about Will's life. And he's so humble and welcoming. And we really just created this amazing family on the set. And I'm so grateful for that. He's truly just a total beast in what he does.
And it was like Christmas every week.
Aww.
It was insane.
It was.
It was insane.
I mean, you go into your trailer and he'd have like three another, like I still have Apple TV that he got me and stuff. Like,
he's so generous.
Insane.
So generous. It's ridiculous. Just like boosted the morale.
It's like,
because I'm broke.
Okay, Martin Lawrence though, also legend.
Is the chemistry still there between the two of them?
Yeah. Yes. Leaves grow on trees.
Dude, I mean, I wish that I could look at my wife one day the way that Martin would look at each other. I'm telling you, it is like, it is unbelievable. And they bring this whole new energy to the movie. But like, the second I heard Martin talk too, because Will has been, you know, grinding it out for years. And Martin, this is like a huge comeback for him in so many ways. The second we heard him talk, I remember Charles and I looked at each other and we're just like, damn, like we miss that voice. Yeah. And he's just so incredible and got the biggest heart and just, they're just amazing guys. I love them, yeah.
Now look, this little 30-second clip, you guys are in it, you're in it to win it. Could they be setting you guys up to be the next Bad Boys in this franchise?
Oh my God. Look, I mean, like, it's funny, I had a similar question earlier and the truth is, there is no Bad Boys without Martin and Will. They are the heart and soul of this movie, and nobody could ever take that away. I mean, obviously in success, the hope is that people fall in love with this world and that they want to see more of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that there's any world where we ever do a film and Will and Martin aren't in some way
a part of it. Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it's been a huge honor for both of
us.
I can't look at him and not laugh. I'm sorry.
I'm like playing.
Like, you guys like actually like each other.
Dude.
You guys are actually friends.
I know, you guys are actually friends.
I sit next to the green room where, you know, the stars come in and I get like the first thing and he's in there first and then Charles walks in and I hear, "Bud, yeah, bro. Oh my God, bro, bring it in." And then like, wow, straight men are really weird.
Oh, dude.
You guys actually like each other.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, he's my brother. Yeah.
I love it.
And then some.
This girl's like, what is happening right now? This franchise is all about friendship. What's the most important thing in a friendship?
Wait, what?
What's the most important thing in a friendship since this film is all about friendship?
That's a great question.
Trust and loyalty, because by the way, we can't rob a bank with each other if I can't trust that you're going to keep it to yourself.
Ride or die.
Yes.
Ride or die.
Yeah.
Ride together, we die together.
Okay.
Bad Boys for life.
All right, now let's talk about Ride or Dies.
Yeah.
Because you're a part of a huge hit show. Mm-hmm. You are coming from one of the most recognizable franchises ever. Besides the two of you, who would be your Ride or Die co-stars that would do some Bad Boy shit, shoot up some places, rob some banks? Like, who would you do it with? Which one of your co-stars?
KJ Apa.
KJ Apa, you trust that he would be down.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
I can see that.
Yeah.
What about you?
I was gonna say Charles. No, man, it's okay. It's okay.
No, dude, it's totally fine.
Come live in my place for a month and then say, KJ Apa, that's great, man. No, that's great. Thank you. No, awesome.
I love this. Like, have you guys realized that, like, girls go gaga over you? Like, do you like being called a heartthrob? Because everybody calls you heartthrobs.
I've never experienced that in my life.
It's
mostly just Charles.
No, you both have had that.
No, he loves it. No, it's cool. It's sweet, you know? All the 10-year-old girls, 12-year-old girls, you know, telling me how much they love me. And like,
I see you throw out the thirst trap so you get the love in the comments. I know what you're doing on Fridays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, dude, so Charles and I just worked together on another film, too, which was amazing and hysterical. But, like, dude, being on a college campus with this guy is it's insane.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, I'm...
Do you help him weed through the
women?
The riff raff?
No, I'm in a committed relationship. I'm like, no, you're on your own, dude.
But you know how to pick a good one, right? So maybe can like say, hey, that's.
But it's funny. It's like, you know, men that are like my father's age and just guys, and there's a couple guys here, love Alexander from Vikings because he plays Bjorn. And like my dad fangirls every time. He's like, are you with Bjorn right now? And I'm like, yes, dad.
And being like Charles's father's heartthrob to me is like the greatest gift you could ask for. You know?
God, I love you guys.
I love you guys. Thank you so much for joining us today. It's always so much fun.
No, thanks for having us. I really appreciate it.
Bad Boys for Life. You guys, it hits theaters Friday. Make sure you don't miss it. Mm-hmm. Coming up, would you date someone who publicly trashed you? The celeb who says, sure, next.
And you want to see one and two because it's important.
Oh, yeah.
Before you see the third.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
January Jones joined Dax Shepard for a new episode of Armchair Expert, his podcast. She talked about her love of The Bachelor and her relationship with Nick Vile. Watch.
Well, I got so into The Bachelor one season that I was Instagramming things, and then Interview Magazine called and asked if I'd write an article about the season finale. And then I did a bit for Kimmel where I was like reporting live from via my dining room or whatever.
Yeah.
And got super into it. And it was one of Nick's seasons. He did several.
Sure. But,
and I was just blasting that guy. And then Nick slid into my DMs.
Yes.
And he's like, I'm so sorry that your perception of me is so negative. I'd love to take you out to coffee and see if I can change your mind. And I was squealed.
Wow. Well, January says that she and Nick actually went out on a couple of dates after he messaged her. Could you date someone who publicly trashed you?
If somebody publicly trashed you and it wasn't too below the belt, like if they weren't trying to cut off your knees,
that's flirting.
9 times out of 10, it's flirting.
It's flirting.
It's flirting.
100% is flirting.
It's 100% flirting.
Like if you're attacking someone's character, if you're going to go on The Bachelor, you have to expect that there's going to be a little bit of trash talk, right? Like it's like a cheesy show. I know everybody loves it. I love it when I don't watch it. But you're going to expect that sort of feedback. So I feel like if you can have a good time, why not? It's not like, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, well, damn, you know my name. You've been saying it a lot lately.
Right.
Like, do you want to go out or what's your deal?
I think she secretly wanted to get his attention.
Yeah.
Like, she wanted to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that girls date that guy. Wow, why would he do that? She wanted him to see
it. And also, once he's in your DMs, you're like, wait, but you are, like, take everything away. You are just really hot.
Is he?
He's, I mean, I don't know about, I mean, I'm not talking about Nick specifically, like, yeah, he's fine, hot.
you think he's hot?
I'm very mad at him right now, but he's a good-looking guy. Yeah.
I can see it. He's, like, not the one that I'd be like, but if he hit me in the DM, I'd be like, you know what,
exactly, you would take him up on that DM,
yes.
Okay? And she obviously did, which I like that. That means that she can have a good time and doesn't take herself too seriously.
I kind of wish they would have worked out.
I feel like they're still really close.
Yeah.
She just did his podcast.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Maybe there's still some hope there.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
All right, well, Sia loves to hide her face when she performs, but when it comes to her sex life, she's pretty open about that. Sia's told GQ that she's only sexually attracted to 5 people, and one of them is Diplo. She says that after she decided to be single for life, she texted him saying, if you're interested in some no-string sex, then hit me up. Does that surprise you?
No. You guys, I just want to put you onto something. Diplo is wanted by many, many people. He is highly, highly desired. I have personal friends that are madly in love with him. I promise you. No, it's not me. I'm not one of them. You know I would proclaim my love in 2 seconds. I have no shame. I'm not kidding. People love him. They love that cowboy swag with that gold tooth. I promise.
You know what? No, I get you. I get you.
People are into him.
He's sexy as can be, but this man spends half his life in Vegas. Do you know what the nasty shit that happens in Vegas?
Oh, and I'm sure he's doing all of it, but he kind of has that like sort of like sliminess about him that works.
The other thing is, The other thing is, they're in a band together. They make music under LSD, which is like their new form band. How weird for you to send your coworker a hey, you up text, I want you to smash this, and all of a sudden you don't see the three bubbles pop up? Like, that to me is nerve-wracking.
No, I think she's cool with it because I feel like she's already like decided that like she just, you know, it's so casual for her. Like, you want to take me up on this or not, it doesn't matter.
I mean, the longer word, she was basically like, I just adopted a child. Like, I am not really into a relationship right now. In fact, I probably want to be single for the rest of my life. So literally, I just want to have sex.
I don't know.
Go, girl. Like, try not to say the word like twice in one show, you know?
Sex? Oh, F.
Yeah.
Justin just said smash. You're fine.
No, smash is fine.
Smash is fine. But I wonder, but no word yet if it happened.
I feel like he would do it just for the story.
I think Diplo would do it as well, and not just for the story, just because I think Diplo...
He's hot. Look at that photo. Are we not all on the same page?
No. He is hot. There is something amazingly hot about him. Mm-hmm. But if you do the numbers, if you run the numbers, the man spends 126 nights in Vegas.
Yeah.
You know what goes through Vegas?
There's a lot of nights. And Miami, too. He's having a good time.
Mm-hmm. That's what, yeah.
I wonder what his birthday is. We'll find out.
She better get some betadine.
All right, let's check in with you guys on social. On The Bachelor, Champagne Gate, Bree says, in that environment, any memorable moment is positive. And it gives her the chance to show Peter that she can laugh at herself. That is true. And he didn't get to see her crying later about it in the testimonial. Leah disagrees. She says, this is her karma for being such a brat. I had to rewind and rewatch multiple times. And Danny understands MySpace dating. She says, met my husband on MySpace. This July, we'll be celebrating 15 years married. There you go. God. There was a thing before Facebook, guys.
There was.
By the way, hold on. Heather Dubrow, what's worse than cheap champagne?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Up next, we're going to settle the great burger debate. Is it Beyond Burgers, Impossible Burgers, Veggie Burgers, Real Burgers? I don't know. What should we be eating? Heather Dubrow is here with all the answers when we come back.
Now, whether you're a strict vegan or can't live without meat, everyone is trying the new meatless burger trend. But are they really healthier for you? And do they actually taste good? That's what I'm worried about. We put Heather and Dr. Terry Dubrow to the test. Take a look.
Dr. and Mrs. Guinea Pig here on the scene. I'm Heather Dubrow.
And I'm Dr. Terry Dubrow.
Okay, today we are talking about what is sweeping the nation, the Burger Challenge, meat versus meatless. We're here with celebrity chef Todd English to help us navigate it all.
Interesting about this one is this looks like meat.
This is really interesting. I've not done a blind tasting like this before, so it's really interesting to see what you think.
It tastes like a burger.
Yeah.
That's a burger.
That's a burger. It's a bit salty. By the way, one of the most significant differences between meat and meatless patties is meatless patties tend to have a lot of sodium in them.
Yeah.
Let's go to this one. This has got to be plant-based. It's different. You know what?
Yeah.
It's different, but it's delicious.
But it cuts like meat, right? Doesn't it?
This is my favorite so far.
That's the Beyond Burger.
So Beyond is primarily pea, right?
Right.
With coconut oil, cocoa
butter. So is that healthy? Because pea protein is actually very popular in the fitness world.
It is a very good protein.
One of the potential cons of the Beyond Burger is that it's considered processed. They add color and micronutrients to get it to taste like meat. All right, now what is this?
I like to have everything together.
By the way, and you know what? Taste, it goes even better with a little bit of this, which is, you know, a little vitamin B, vodka.
Can I have mine?
Yes. This is vitamin T for tequila.
All right.
This is delicious. I've never tasted this before. So I'm going to say that this is soy.
Yeah. No. Now, theoretically, the con of soy burgers is that soy has been associated with having a high amount of estrogen.
So I think we know what we're doing here. Now,
this.
We're going to here.
That looks like meat.
This looks like the Impossible Burger to me. And the first time I had the Impossible Burger, I had it with bacon on it.
See?
Very tasty.
This is pretty good.
Look at the color.
That may be
almost like the fatty.
That plant-based hemoglobin, the legume hemoglobin.
That keeps it red,
That keeps it red. Now this. Yeah. Looks like something from the garden.
Yeah.
Does it not?
Yeah, well.
Well, I think that's, I see beans.
So we think this may be the
bean burger.
Sick. This is so good. This is considered a whole plant-based food.
Right, and you can add all sorts of vegetables to this.
It's not processed.
Right.
There's nothing artificial.
Right.
Thank you so much for being here with
us. Great to be here. Thanks for seeing you guys.
Our challenge.
How
Cheers
about that?
To that.
That sounds fun. I'm definitely
all
coming
right.
in.
Please welcome Mrs. Guinea Pig herself, Heather Dubrow.
Hi.
Okay, first of all, you sold me on all these burgers.
Yes.
But which one was your favorite out of all of them?
Okay, I have to say, I think my favorite was the soy burger. But you have to be careful with soy
right.
because too much estrogen, too much soy for women isn't good. And actually, it's not really great for men either. I think basically, I think everything in moderation is absolutely the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was actually, I called it a fishitarian, but I was a pescatarian for like 3 months. and I was trying to lean towards being vegan because I really wanted to try it out. And I know all the health benefits and of course, you know, saving the environment and the planet.
Right.
But for me, I am actually back now to eating meat, and okay. I have become a flexitarian.
What is that?
So basically, a flexitarian is mostly plant-based, but still eating animal protein and other items in moderation.
Yeah.
I think it's the best way to live. I think it's the healthiest. I think with some of these vegan alternatives,
right.
you're getting more sodium, you're mm-hmm. getting more cholesterol, more fat. A lot of people think that vegan means low calorie.
Right.
And that's not necessarily true.
No.
I'm actually dairy-free, so I do tend to like a lot of plant-based options, but I really do think everything in moderation. But those burgers were good.
Could you really tell the difference between all of them?
100%.
It's easy to. It's not like different. Because some of the ones when you got towards the ends that were not meat, it was like they looked like they were literally red meat.
Isn't that so weird, too? I don't really get this. Like the Impossible Burger, it looks like a burger. It bleeds like a burger.
Oh,
so
it's weird.
So if you don't want to eat a meat burger, why do you want that?
It's strange.
I don't get it.
You
then just eat the burger.
Yeah.
So if you had to pick, if like, let's say I decided I'm not going to eat meat no more, it's not happening.
Okay.
If you had to choose from those burgers, which one would you say, in your professional opinion, is the healthiest?
Well, I would say for plant-based, I like the bean and falafel burger. I think that's the healthiest. I think it's lower in cholesterol and salt, and it also doesn't have that genetically modified component to it. It's all natural, whole ingredients. It's the binding factors are whole wheat breadcrumbs.
Mm.
So that was all really good. But I would tell you that if you're a flexitarian or if you are someone that eats meat, honestly, a turkey burger is probably your best way to go. It's the lowest in fat, the lowest in calories. You just have to be careful because sometimes they get a little dry, and when you go to a restaurant, they'll add fat to make it tastier. But there's different ways to make it tastier. Throw a fried egg on it. I love
it.
Oh, that's how I get my dogs to eat their food.
That's how you do it.
Fried egg.
And like my children, same thing.
I love that you and Terry are like down to try things and then give it back to us. And you guys actually have a new book coming out.
We do.
Tell us about the book. What's this keto fusion diet that you guys have figured out?
So this is pretty cool. So we had written a book called The Dubrow Diet, which came out number one on Amazon, number one on Barnes & Noble. It was really cool. And as it turned out, we were the number two most Google searched diet of the year. Number one was keto. Now, I was never a fan of keto because
honestly,
as a health and wellness person and a mother,
right.
to have a diet where you could never have an apple again just sounded so insane to
right.
me.
Right.
So we started thinking about it and looked at the science behind it. There's something called nutritional ketosis where it's kind of like, you know, high intensity interval training.
Yes.
It's like that for keto.
Oh, wow.
So you're sort of coming in and out of ketosis, and the benefits, the health benefits are incredible. So we put together the Dubrow Keto Fusion Diet coming out March 31st with HarperCollins. We're really excited about it.
Oh, people are going to
You guys
dive
are doing your
this.
Homework. And people love this sort of stuff. They want to know all the ins and outs, like what makes them feel better, what makes them look better, how they operate better throughout the day. Like there's so many different fads. It's good to like
Have someone
that you can trust and go to.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I think for all of us, you know, we're all trying to look good, mm-hmm. feel good, stay young. We had kids on the later side. You know, I want to be around for many, many years to irritate them. So I need to stay healthy. And of course, being someone who's on camera all the time,
Absolutely.
I want to look my best. I'm trying to avoid the scalpel at all costs. I'm going to get some duct tape later.
No.
But you know, we're all trying to do our best. And this burger challenge was super fun. I think it's something something that everyone should try. Try, you know, it's great, especially with my kids. I always try to have them sample things,
yeah,
expand their horizons, expand their palettes, and you just never know what you're gonna fall in love with.
Oh my God.
We love having you.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you so much.
You guys better get that book. Coming up, we're going old school. You do not want to miss this.
No. It's been 20 years since the year 2000. Some days that feels like yesterday, others it feels like a lifetime ago. So we're going to test our knowledge on the year 2000 with a little flashback quiz. In fact, you guys are. Okay, first up, who was people's sexiest man alive in 2000?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Brad Pitt.
I'm going to go with Ben Affleck.
Be Brad Pitt! And you know what? He could even be... that again this year.
Whatever.
Isn't that crazy?
So mad.
Which Hollywood leading lady was named People's Most Beautiful?
Oh, this is difficult. Yeah. Julia Roberts.
I'm going to go with Nicole Kidman.
Julia Roberts. Oh. One for one, you guys. Okay. Who won Best New Artist at the Grammy Awards?
I keep on falling. I'm going to go with D. Britney Spears.
I am too.
No, you guys, it was Christina Aguilera.
I knew it. I said Christina right after.
But Britney was nominated and
lost. Christina.
And that was Christina's big claim to fame, but then Britney still
killed it.
Killed it.
Which movie was the highest grossing in the year 2000?
Meet the Parents, Castaway, How the
Gladiator.
I'm going to go with Meet the Parents. I'm going to go with Castaway.
Gladiator.
No, you guys, it was the kids. They want that Christmas movie.
This game is ridiculous.
How the Grinch stole Christmas.
Nobody remembers this.
That was a good movie, though. In 2000, what female-led movie was released?
Oh, I know this one.
Charlie's Angels, A.
I was going to say the same thing.
Is it?
Yes.
Hey, Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
I hope you all are keeping score because I've already lost track. Okay, who won Best Actress 20 years ago at the Academy Awards?
Hilary Swank.
Meryl wins every year.
Hilary Swank.
Boys Don't Cry. You're right. Now, Angelina Jolie did win that year as well, but it was for supporting actress.
Yeah, for what was it?
Girl Interrupted.
I don't have that tidbit on my fact sheet.
We know it. We are in pop culture. We are pop culture experts.
Yeah, well, somebody double check that. That may or may be not be right. I don't know. Which Hollywood exes tied the knot in the year 2000?
Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale.
Brad and Jennifer Aniston.
Who do you say?
Gwen and Gavin.
Oh, it was Brad.
Whatever. I am not ready to go back to this time, okay? History's repeating itself, clearly.
That was your 2000?
Okay. I wasn't even
It's a heartbreak.
It doesn't feel that long ago. Okay, don't go away. Lots more Daily Pop after the break. Good job, guys.
Who won, by the way?
I don't know. Surprise! Even Will Smith gets insecure sometimes. The Breakfast Club asked if he was ever jealous of Jada's close friendship with Tupac, and Will admitted he was so jealous and insecure that he could not even speak to him, and he would literally avoid them when they were in the same room together.
Oh.
So how do you handle jealousy in a relationship? Has it ever been an issue for you?
I beef it up a little bit. Like, if my man's jealous of another dude, I like to beef it up a little bit until he realizes that it's ridiculous.
Yeah, because also if Tupac and Jada were meant to be together, they would have already have been together, right? It's not like they didn't know each other. It's not like they didn't spend time together. But of course, people are always unsure about people who have close relationships and have it just be that and not have it be more than that because people don't think that exists. And I also believe that that's very challenging, but it does happen once in a while. You can be very close to somebody. You can trust somebody and not have sex with them.
Yeah, but I don't think it was about the connection that they had. I think the fact that he was another rapper in the game. Like, I feel like, let's take Kylie Jenner for instance.
But they weren't even on the same, Tupac was Tupac.
Will was a fresh prince.
Like, he was never gonna be Tupac.
That's the thing, though. Will, like, he even called himself a soft rapper at the time.
Yeah.
Like, he's up and coming. And then this guy's like a legend, right? And that's your girl's like buddy, like one of his her best buddies.
Exactly.
Like, that's tough. That's like saying like you're playing football in college and your girlfriend's hanging out with the NFL superstar. You're like,
but she clearly wants you. So that's also something to be proud of.
Yeah, but you still gonna feel some type of way.
Yeah,
it's like if your boyfriend was like hanging out with some blonde TV host that was on like The View.
Never.
You'd be like, what the hell?
Ridiculous chat.
What is going on? Why are you hanging out with Andy Cohen?
Yeah, that would be hard, but I also thrive in awkward situations. Okay, we're leaving?
Yeah, we gotta go.
I'm not ready for the show to end.
Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for watching. Bye.
It's like the most poignant discussion we had all season.
I know.
Thanks for listening to the podcast edition of Daily Pop. Remember, we've got a new episode every day. Make sure to subscribe and have a great rest of your day.